Hi, you're listening to Mike Loughran and the Management Perspectives podcast. Please follow me on LinkedIn and Twitter, where I publish all of my podcasts and blogs. Hi, my name is Mike Loughran, and this is the Management Perspectives podcast. In this show, I'd like to share with you a conversation between my colleague Stan Miller and Rogelio De May, Senior Manager, EMEA IT Manufacturer at BIC. Today, they're discussing the implementation of the Plex MES solution at BIC and explaining how it has benefited the company and laid the groundwork for the future. Great news for BIC, but also an example that could help your own business. Let's listen now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rock Studios. I'm Stan Miller. I'm the PR and Analyst Relations Manager for Rockwell Automation in the EMEA region, and I'm here with Rogelio De May. He is the Group Supply Chain Manufacturing IT Senior Manager for an iconic brand, BIC, of BIC pens. Rogelio,
hello, Stanley. To the studio. Good to be here. I'm really, really happy and excited to be here and talk a little bit about what we're doing at BIC. So like you said, it's an iconic brand, and I always like to say that I'm Mexican. And so I was born in Mexico, and since I was a little boy, I used these pens, and I used to think that they were Mexican, you know? And then I came to France, I started my career in the digitalization of the factories, and I discovered that it was actually French. So yes, it's definitely iconic, and we all know that product.
Well, I am so excited to understand that, you know, the digitalization journey of BIC and the work that you've done. So let me just ask you right out of the gates, what are your primary business drivers for digitalization and transformation?
Yeah, so of course there is always ROI. So any project needs an ROI. But I think that for us, there were mainly two challenges that we wanted to cope with. So one was the standardization. So we need to standardize our production processes. So this is the first one. And the second one is what we call the horizontal and vertical integration, which is how do we put together the machines, the people, up to the business layers, and how do we put also together the different functions in the factory. So these were the main two drivers.
Interesting. Tell me a little bit about features and functionality, the features and functionality that drove the decision to choose the Plex MES over other offerings.
Well, you know, we spent a lot of time making benchmarks and testing different solutions. And in fact, what really drove us was the functional, it was one of the most widest functional scopes that we could find. You know, you can do planning, you can do quality, you can even continuous improvement. So you really can integrate all these, functions that we have in a factory. So this is one of the things, widest scope, but also the technical capabilities, because we were thinking, you know, two challenges is the same thing. So we need to put together the machines and the business layers. And here again, with Mac 2, you know, you can do this very well. And there is one other important thing to say, and is that, Plex MES from Rockwell is an out-of-the-box solution, software as a service, and it's also in the cloud. And for the standardization processes, you need to fit into a frame. So this was really great. You have a really nice frame because you have many capabilities, and at the same time, you can go with the factories and say, let's fit into this frame, and this is where the standardization can happen, you know? So we built our core model for the MES.
That's great context to have. Rogelio, let me ask you this. What local MES challenges were you looking to solve with a unified global cloud MES?
Yeah, so I think it's all about breaking silos. And this is, since the beginning, I think that this is the key message. We are trying to breaking silos, but also, you know, I'm on the IT parts. Of course, I work with business, but from an IT perspective, something really, really great that happened with this MES is that we went from several little small pieces of software, you know, sometimes developed in-house, sometimes they bought little pieces of software, you know, and in every factory you had different things, different types of softwares. So in the end, what we wanted to do is simplify our IT footprint, you know. So we are doing two things. We simplify our footprint. We have one single MES software that drives most of the functions in a factory. And at the same time, we are achieving this breaking the silos, you know, between the people, because they all work together. They share the same application, you know, so the same data. It's really amazing what's happening
there. That makes so much sense. All right, well, let me ask you about the benefits. What are the benefits of having the Mach 2 solution as part of the overall package?
More than an advantage, I would say that it's mandatory. You know, we need to connect the machines, but why do we want to connect the machines? There is the KPIs on one side, of course, but one thing that all our users, they are thrilled today in the factory that we put in place, the DMES, is the automatic production declaration, for example. You know, so you have the operators, they are producing something, and the counters are there, and Mach 2 is saying, okay, it's time to print a label, to declare the production to the ERP. So this automatization, that it really make a big change for our people in the shop floor.
That's great. Well, can you share what sort of savings are you anticipating, whether it's time or money or effort? What are your expectations?
Well, here we're going back to the ERI. Of course, I envision a lot of benefits that we can have from the MES, but the group, we're focalized on mainly three core drivers for the ERI, which is we need to control our inventory, so reduce inventory, the scrap, and of course, increase our OE. Now, I always say, it's very important to say it, it's not because you have bought a scale that you are going to lose weight. So now we have the scale, and now we have to put in place the right action plans, you know, to make this a reality. And here we are helped by a partnership with Plex Rockwell teams to work together on how we're going to track, measure those ROI drivers and demonstrate the benefits of.
Thank you for that. I think that's Plex. Great background to have. All right, well, let me ask you this. How will the Plex and Mach 2 support other elements of your smart manufacturing initiative?
Yeah, so in fact, today it's the beginning, you know, of the journey. I always say the MES is going to be the foundation, our backbone, we call it that way in BIC, where it's the beginning of everything. So now that we have the MES, the machines are connected, we have broken these silos, the next step is how do we go beyond that? So we have to talk about the AGVs. We have AGVs in BIC, but now we need to connect them also to this MES. We have to talk about warehouse management system. We have to talk about maintenance. So there are a lot of elements inside the factory that we still need to tackle. And I think that DMES is a very good beginning. And then we need to go beyond, you know, so beyond the walls of the factory, where you have the supply on one side and the deliver on the other side. And this is where we want to go, because I think it's key for the Industry 4.0. It's a word that we have heard since a long time. And I think it's this full integration that will let us go to this dream, I would say.
That's great. How important is your ongoing self-sufficiency?
It's key. For sure, it's key. You know, we have a lot of factories. So this is also one of the drivers that why we choose Plex MES, is because of this promise of saying, okay, we're going to support you on the first factories. We're going to work together as partners. And once that you have put in place the first two, three sites, then you are ready to go by yourself, because we have built the core model, we have built the knowledge that we need in BIC. And so this is a work in progress.
Exciting. Rogelio, thank you so much for joining us in Rock Studios. It's been a fantastic discussion. If you're interested in learning more about Plex MES, visit rockwellautomation.com or plex.com for more information.
You've been listening to the Management Perspectives podcast. Please follow me, Mike Loughran, on LinkedIn and Twitter, where I publish all of my podcasts and blogs. If you enjoyed the podcast, then please rate and review us, as this really helps the show.